With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 5 U.S. troops killed in a helicopter crash over the Mediterranean. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. European Command says a military aircraft went down during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training over the Eastern Mediterranean. There were no initial indications of any sort of hostile activity. The U.S. has sent additional forces to the region, along with the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, as tensions started ramping up between Israel and the Palestinians. President Biden issued a statement offering prayers for the victims' families and noting service members put their lives on the line every day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue fighting in Gaza until Hamas is driven out of the territory. He adds, after the fighting has ended, Israel will still need to be in control of security surrounding Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, protesters are massing in San Francisco ahead of this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Conference.
Activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war are taking to the streets in downtown San Francisco this weekend to begin protesting the Global Trade Summit, the No to APEC coalition made up of more than 100 grassroots organizations. Protesters will not be allowed, though, into tightly controlled security zones open only to attendees. And San Francisco police say while the city welcomes protesters, it will not tolerate violence or property destruction. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
More bloodshed in Ukraine. That as Russian troops have ramped up attacks in eastern Ukraine in an attempt to gain ground near two key cities. This is SRN News. Now, the nation's attorneys general are split when it comes to parental rights.
A group of 19 AGs have signed a brief in a Maryland case stating that moms and dads should not have the right to opt their kids out of lessons that promote the LGBT lifestyle. Members of the group of 19 include attorneys general from California, New York, and Oregon. Meanwhile, 23 AGs have weighed in on the parents' side in this case, including those from Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sexual harassment killing a Catholic church in Baltimore. Archdiocese says it will end religious services at St. Benedict Church after its longtime pastor recently suspended from ministry and no new priests have been available. Pastor Marlena was dismissed because he admitted to making a payment several years ago to settle a sexual harassment allegation. This is SRN News. The Air Force making a request to Congress.
The Air Force wants to restrict further construction of the towering wind turbines that have edged closer to its nuclear missile sites in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado. The underground silos share space on vast private farmlands with the turbines, which have grown in size and number as the country's energy needs have increased. But the turbines make it dangerous for military helicopter crews, which need to fly in low and fast when a side alarm triggers. The Air Force wants Congress to pass legislation to create a buffer zone of 2 nautical miles around each site. John Scott reporting.
NBA player has suffered a broken rib when he was struck by a car. Philadelphia 76ers Kelly Oubre Jr. walking near his residence when he was hit. He was hospitalized briefly, then released a few hours later. Police are investigating. More details at SRNnews.com.